plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in beautiful North County Dublin. In fact, where this hotel is just the most breathtaking part of Dublin County, North Dublin County. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, you stroll along the beach in Portmarnock, is beautiful, and then end the afternoon by popping into the White Sands Hotel for a bite to eat in the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here. You can have a bite to eat, have a beer. If it's a nice sunny day, you can sit outside. It's well worth a visit. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, if you would like to advertise your company, product or service on the Opinions Matter podcast, why not get in touch with us? Every month, we have over a quarter of a million listens to our podcast. Every week, over 30,000 people listen to us on all platforms of the podcast world, all over the world, not to mention the 2 million plus who engage with us on Facebook every month. Now, advertising with the Opinions Matter podcast, with myself and Jeremy, is ideal for smaller companies who may not be able to afford to advertise on traditional media like radio or the newspapers. Now, if you're interested, please contact Sean at SMK Marketing by email. Opinions Matter Show at smkmarketing.ie. Opinions Matter Show at smkmarketing.ie. Or you can WhatsApp us directly on 085 825 2626. If you would like to advertise your company or product or service on the Opinions Matter podcast, WhatsApp us and we'll send you all the details. 085 825 2626. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? We got a message from Tony, and people, according to Tony, are only supporting the women's football team in the World Cup because of political correctness. Not our words, they're the words of Tony, who sent us a voice note, which we'll play for you in just a moment. Now, when you hear what Tony has to say, you'll probably be angered. You'll be really, really annoyed. But a lot of what Tony says probably makes a little bit of sense, because when you think about it, there isn't much hype around the Women's World Cup. Certainly not as much as there would be in the case of the Men's World Cup, if Ireland were in the Men's World Cup, which they haven't been since 2002. But if they happen to be in the next World Cup, there will be bunting around houses, there will be parties and pubs and everything else, as there were in the previous three Men's World Cups that Ireland qualified for. I want you to have a listen, please, to this message that we got from Tony, and see what you make of it.
Morning, lads. Yeah, I was just wondering if you talk about something on your show today. I was in work this morning and in the canteen, and like everyone talking about like they're gonna watch the girls, the World Cup with the girls, like the next match, and how they watched last week, and it was fucking, they're saying like it was so entertaining and they were glued to the TV and all. Like, I just think, and I don't know if it's just me, like, but it's such tokenism. Like, it's nearly like a form of political correctness, like equality and all that. Like, oh, the girls in green and all this, who happy and made. Like, it's bollocks. It's not as entertaining as men's football. Like, it's like, to me, it's like going to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre to see a real show and then going to your local production to see a little shitty play. Like, I just don't get why people are making such a hype. We all know it's shite. What, like, why can't people just be honest and say, yeah, it's shite? Like, plus girls playing like soccer, boxing and rugby, girls don't play that. Like, it's just pathetic. Like, okay, we know girls can do what guys can do and all that, doesn't mean we have to do it. Fucking sad. I just, like, I swear to God, the world's gone mad that you nearly have to, like, make a big hoo-ha about something because it's the right thing to do. No, I was fucking mad. Like, I just think in general, like, we all know the men's sports is better. Like, let's stop pretending it's something it's not. World gone mad.
World gone mad, says Tony. Jeremy, your opinion.
I think that's very unfair of Tony to say, because I watched the match last week, the opening match, the Ireland-Australia match, and I thought that match was more entertaining than anything the men had done in 15, 20 years, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, because the men's team are shite.
Yeah, the men's team are shite. But it's hard to disagree with certain points that Tony is making, because, let's be honest, there isn't as much of a fuss.
There isn't any fuss.
I remember Italia 90, I remember USA 94, I remember, what was the other World Cup we were in?
Japan and South Korea.
And I remember, like,
the country came to a standstill.
Roundabouts packed with people screaming on roundabouts, pubs. I remember being in a pub for USA 94 matches and you could not breathe in them. Mm-hmm. And that is not happening now. It's only happening in the local pubs for the players. So down in Ringsend, where one of the girls lives, they're showing their support. But other than that,
there's no bunting outside people's houses. I've seen two houses.
That's common as more.
No, it's not. People do it
that's nothing to do with the football. That's just people.
Here,
now,
there's loads of Dublin bunting around. Dublin at the moment. There's no Irish bunting at all. Well, very few. I've seen two houses with bunting outside them, yeah? If it was the Men's World Cup, it would be everywhere. And even though the time of day, the match last week was at 11 o'clock in the morning, if that was the men's match, the pubs would be packed. And if you remember, during Japan and South Korea, the matches were on at odd times, but the pubs were still packed. So, yeah. Why the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I last, what day was it when Ireland were playing? Last Wednesday, was it when Ireland were playing Australia? I was in the barber's with my young fella getting the haircut. And it was just, I heard someone say, oh God, that match is on. Let's go.
I didn't even watch it.
Oh, did you not?
No.
But the standard was actually good. And as a father of two young girls, I would like to think that...
This is the tokenism that message is talking about.
I want my daughters to grow up... I grew up never seeing a woman playing sport on TV. Yeah? Never.
Well, tennis, maybe.
Maybe a bit of tennis. That was the only thing you'd see them playing. I want my daughters to grow up in a world where women's sport is supported as much as men's is. And I'm sorry, the Irish women's team are better than the men's team.
Evan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Evan?
I'm good, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not a bother, thank you. Well, Evan, you've heard the message that we played from Tony. Basically saying this is tokenism and it's just not as good and that's why people don't get behind it as much.
To be honest, I think he's a bit of a fool. I was listening to his message there and he was saying, like, women aren't as good as boxers or playing football. I was like, sorry, but who the fuck is Katie Taylor then?
That's a very good question.
She is arguably the greatest Irish athlete to ever come out of the country. And if he walked up to her and said, what you do is shit, she'd fucking knock him out.
I'm sure she would.
She would absolutely knock him out. And don't forget, lads, she was also an Irish international soccer player as well. Like, she was representing Ireland as well. And yet here he is talking with his mates in a canteen in Dublin. I don't remember his name being on the back of the Irish public and their jerseys.
Let's talk about the sport itself and the fact that whether you agree with this or not, it is factual. This tournament is not getting the same sort of buy-in that the Men's World Cup does. Why?
I don't have the answers for that. Like, there's a lot smarter people out there who do have the answers for that. But I live in Melbourne and the buzz is pretty good. Like, every night bars are packed to watch every game. Like, and I'm hoping to get to a game next week. And like, there's 40,000 people minimum at every game. But yet Mark from some shithole in Dublin is saying that it's all just politically, like, political correctness. It's bollocks. Absolute bollocks.
Okay, so you're in Melbourne. First match was in Sydney. The second match is in Perth. Is there any of our matches in Melbourne?
I don't believe there is, but it's... Look, I'll just try and go to any game I can, to be honest, because when is the other... Like, when will I ever have the chance to ever go to a World Cup game? Regardless of the sport or the gender, it doesn't matter. It's like, who gives a fuck? Go and support it, because you only have one chance in your life, if you're lucky, to get to a game in your local city. Like,
what's the buzz like in the Irish community in Australia? Is there a good buzz?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, like, every Irish bar is packed. It was packed there for the first game, and like, it'll be even busier because even more people are aware of it again. Every single day, the buzz is growing, and everyone is aware because it's on the news every day. It's good crack. It really is now. It's good crack. And you're mixing with all the locals and everything and, like, even people from other countries. And it's just brilliant. Like, okay, I don't know what he's on about.
So having Ireland play Australia and you being in Australia, watching it in a pub, obviously was a good atmosphere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was unreal. Like, it was, you would get the exact same atmosphere and the exact same crowd for a men's
game. Okay, but let's be honest.
No word of a lie.
Okay, but let's be honest, Evan. If you were back living in Ireland, okay, which is not hosting the World Cup, there's no way you would be in a pub on Wednesday to watch the football match, and you wouldn't be taking days off like we all did. God, I remember like taking days off to watch the lads inside.
But companies let you off.
Yeah, they let you off. You probably wouldn't be in a pub watching the Ireland team playing, the women's team, would you?
I probably would have. Like, if you were to say 10 years ago, maybe not. But today, yeah, absolutely. Because, honestly, living over here, it's hard to get football. And because the games are on at 4 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Stay there for one second if you can, please, Evan. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Eddie, you've heard the message that we played from Tony. Supporting the Irish women in the World Cup is tokenism, is what Tony said. It's not as entertaining as men's football, and men's sport generally is better. They're all the things that Tony said in that voice message. What did you want to say on this?
Adrian, he sounds bitter and twisted. I mean, stop trying to compare it to something else. It is what it is. That's it. Like, men's football is going to be faster, it's going to be more physical, but this is a different sport. It's the same sport, but it's different people playing it. And you can't compare the two of them. I mean, he's going on about political correctness. What the fuck is all that about? I'm going to tune in to watch that match tomorrow. And the last thing on my mind is politics. I'm going to watch it out of curiosity. Because I missed the first game because I worked night, so it was on early. But tomorrow's at 1 o'clock, so I'll watch it before I go to work. And I'll be wishing the girls well, and hope they do well. Great to see them there. And like Jeremy said, he is young girls. Nice to have role models growing up. I mean, one of my favourite role models growing up, one of my favourite sporting people was Steffi Graf. You know, the tennis, absolutely brilliant. I never watched it thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm only watching this because of political correctness. I watched it because I enjoyed it. Your man just sounds bitter. Absolute gobshite.
Let me ask you then, why this tournament, and you can say it is, but it isn't, why is this tournament and the fact that Ireland are playing in the Women's World Cup, why is it not getting the sort of attention that it would if it were the men's team? Why?
Because the men's football's household names, they're all Premier League stars. We all know you could name the Irish team 1 to 11. Even the most ardent Irish female supporter, you probably would be lucky to name four or five women. I can name two off the top of my head, Amber Barrett and Katie McCabe, just because I've seen it on the paper. I've never watched an Irish football match in my life, but I'm going to watch tomorrow and I'm going to support the girls. And everyone should get behind them. It's great that they've got there. We want to grow the sport.
Okay, but again, I'm asking why in the sort of areas. I'll give you an example. I was in one particular housing estate that I would know as an estate that would regularly put up bunting for big tournaments and stuff. There are loads of Dublin bunting up in this particular housing estate. Only one house has Irish flag bunting for the girls in green.
Because it's
my
not,
question is, it's, no, no. If it was the men's tournament, every second housing estate in Dublin will be covered
because
in bunting.
Okay, let me, I'll give the answer and Eddie, you can give your answer. I'll tell you why, Adrian. It's because for years, people have been conditioned to only think that men's sports matter because for years, it was the only thing that did matter, okay? So it's going to take another 20 years before people view it on the same platform as they do men's sports. That's going to take a lot of time.
The point being that there are many, many people who just don't see it in, as the same. Don't see it even in the same league.
Look, Adrian, I'll give you my honest opinion now, right? My sister works in retail and her shop isn't selling bunting or flags.
They wouldn't be alone. An awful lot aren't selling bunting. Most aren't
and
selling bunting.
And they made the right call, right? Because no one came in to buy it. Now, if you ask, if you gave me a choice, would I rather watch a man's match or a female game? It'd be the men's game all the time. All the time. But I'm not going to go and put the girls down. You know, I'm a Man United fan. I've never watched a Man United female game.
I'm not asking you to put, you know, to put the girls down. I'm asking why people aren't. It's not as popular.
It's still like the Irish rugby team female. It's not as popular. It never will be as popular as the men's game. I hope it grows in popularity. And they get a lot of support, but at the end, we all know it'll never be as popular as the men's game. That's just a fact.
Okay, Eddie, do me a favour. Stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to find out why the Women's World Cup, and you can say you're watching it, you can say you're supporting it, but really, nobody's even talking about it. And it isn't a water cooler conversation at the moment.
We're talking about it, so what are you talking
about? We're talking about why people aren't talking about it. That's what we're talking about.
But there's never going to be the same buzz as I mean, I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of people even realised we were going to be in the World Cup until a week.
It's been talked about for weeks. It has, ever since they qualified. Ever since they won that match in Scotland. It has been talked about for a long time.
Did you watch the qualifying matches?
No, I didn't. No,
I feel sorry for the girl. I feel sorry for the girls because they're doing us all proud, yeah. And basically, the whole Irish population just giving them the two fingers, going "fuck off, we don't care, don't care."
Neil sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Lads, I watched the first game, and I'm telling you something now. The way they played, any senior League of Ireland team in Ireland, they would have beaten the way they played. They played absolutely wonderful, and it should have been a draw except for the penalty. They played like, I don't know, they played absolutely brilliant. And I'm really not just saying that, but they played absolutely wonderful. Their heart and soul went into the game, and it should have been a draw. Cheers, lads.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Jay, you've heard the message that we played from Tony, that it's just not the same thing. Men's sport is much better. It's tokenism to even be saying you're supporting the women. It's political correctness, nearly, to have to say you're supporting the women. What's your view on this?
Tend to agree with him, I'm sorry, but it is at the moment. I mean, there's no attendances at our matches. At the World Cup, yet there is, because it's a big market out in Australia. But you look at any games on telly, okay? We watched the camogie over the weekend in our house, and my partner commented, there's nobody going to the games. Why is nobody supporting? Why are the women and the girls of this country not supporting the women and the girls in sports? And that's what it's all down to. It's down to marketing, it's down to attendance, and it's down to money. There is no money in women's sports because they're not attended. And that's the simple fact of
okay,
it.
But they are attended, but just not as much. Yeah.
The Premiership games out in England are getting 600 and 700. Arsenal against Chelsea, the women, they're getting 700 at it. So they're not getting it.
No, you're right. My son is a Chelsea supporter, and a couple of weeks ago he was watching, as before the season broke up, I came home one day and he was watching the Chelsea women's team playing, and it was like a kick around in a park.
It's not as competitive. It's at a level for them. It's perfect for their level. I mean,
that sounds a bit patronising.
Hold on, sorry for a second. Oh. You put a women's team against a men's team. Who's going to win? Right, they are the best at playing football for women, and Messi's the best at men. I'm not as good as Messi. So I'd accept that. Women have to accept it. I mean, these women are the best at their sport. They're the top of their sport.
That's so patronising. You're literally patting them on the head.
How is it, Jeremy? Women's sport and male sport are not compatible. If you'd done away with male sports and female sports, had everybody playing the sports together, women wouldn't break into the top 2,000. And that is just a fact.
Okay, but the point I will agree with you is that women's biggest supporters should be other women. And the fact of the matter is, most women in Ireland under the age of 30...
We'll go to a man's watch.
Most Irish women under the age of 30 would rather watch... If you pull Love Island on at the same time as Ireland match, they'd prefer to watch a load of bimbos in bikinis than actually... So women are a lot to blame. They don't support their own type.
We go out and support our football team. I go and support my football team. I go and support me whenever I can. I'd never go and see a women's game. I just have no interest in it. It's not competitive enough for me. It's just not. They're not as physical. They're not as strong. And that's just biology. I'm sorry.
That's awful. How many daughters do you have, Jay?
Five. Girls don't take up sports. I didn't force any of my daughters into sports. I didn't force any of my sons into sports. Guess what? None of my daughters went. They done it in school. As soon as they got to 14 or 15, they had no interest.
Okay, let's look even at home sports.
Let me ask them a question. Are you not teaching your daughters? Now, I assume they're older than my daughters.
I'm young.
No, but listen, are you not teaching your daughters, because I am, that they can do anything that a man can do?
I don't have to teach them that.
Yeah, you do. You need to. No.
Why do I have to? If I have to teach them that.
Because you are the male. No, you need to be able to. To the simple fact that a couple of weeks ago, I was in the toy store with one of my daughters and my son, yeah? And we were looking in the boys' aisle of Smith's Toys, and she saw one of those play Black and Decker drills, yeah? And that's normally a toy you would associate with boys. And she was looking at it and he said, you know what, I'm going to buy that for you, Alex. And I bought it for her because I want to condition my daughters to be
Why do you want to condition her?
Anything a man can do, she can do.
Okay, let's go back to the point that Jay was making about women's sport and the fact that it's not as supported. And a great example I found myself back in 2019. Dublin were playing Kerry in the All-Ireland final in men's football. Yeah. And in fact, it was a replay. And the next day, the Dublin ladies were playing against Galway.
Was the thinner in the place?
Well, no, there wasn't. Okay, for the replay, packed stadium, 82,000 people for the men. Yeah? Yeah. The very next day, Dublin versus Galway was the women's final. 56,000 people.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's still not the same. And a completely
different... How many of them were free tickets, Adrian?
And that's a good question. I don't know. But a completely different vibe from the crowd. Much more kids at it. A much more family
it's
sort
like
of day.
A circus event as opposed to competitive.
Yeah. It was a strange experience, actually, being two finals in a row.
Jay, as a father of five daughters, is not setting a very good example. You're basically...
Are you going to bring your daughters to the ladies' final this year?
You're basically telling your daughters that they'll never be as popular as men. That's wrong.
No, I'm not. Why, how did I? I'm not going to force them to play a sport they don't want. They were all given the exact same opportunities. All the worlds, the sticks, the footballs, everything was brought in front of them. They all went off and done them. I'm not going to tell them you have to do that because you can be as good. Why, when there's absolutely no money in it, there's no prospects of them ever becoming rich and famous from it, from playing hurling in this country. They've no interest in soccer, so I wasn't going to force them into it. I'm not going to force them into fucking rugby. I don't agree with it. How am I setting a bad example?
Again,
let them do what they want to do.
I'm going to use this as an example again, right? We all know that Dublin are in the All-Ireland final next Sunday against Kerry.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody knows about it. It's the talk of the week. Can you tell me if Dublin are in the ladies... still or not?
I wouldn't have a clue.
No, there you go.
I haven't a clue.
There you go. As it happens, Dublin are playing Cork in a semi-final next weekend in the ladies' football, but nobody
You see the attendance. I was watching the Camogie on Saturday, Adrian, and honestly, my partner even said, oh my God, there was nobody in the stadium. There was more actually at our kids' blitz the weekend than was actually watching the bloody the girls playing Camogie, and that's not down to men. That's down to women. Why should men be forced to go and support women if women won't support them?
All right, but anyway, as I said, Dublin are playing Cork in the ladies' semi-final in Semple Stadium in Thurles on Saturday. And Kerry and Mayo are the other two.
Do you know the girls that play for Dublin have to look after themselves when they're on the road? I was in my local not so long ago, and the girls' Camogie team stopped right on the bus. Yeah, man, yeah, no problem. I live out in Westmead. And I said to your mum, he said, no, they had to pay for all that themselves. I said, what? He says, yeah, them juices a whole lot. He says, if that was the men's team, he says, I would have got a phone call, he says, and I would have had to have food, drinks, and everything else on, and it would have been picked up by the GAA.
Okay, Eddie, I want to just go back to you. The reason people have a lower, for want of a better word, or a lesser opinion of ladies' sport, football, Gaelic, and whatever, is because it's not as well supported, and that's just it.
No, it's not. It's not. Not that it's not as well supported. It's like Jay says, and I agree with him here. It's not as good a spectacle as the men. I'll give you an example. In 2016, the Australian team got to the World Cup final. They played a friendly against Newcastle Jets under 15s men, and they lost 7-0. You know, and when you go from watching men's football, where it's fast, it's furious, it's skillful, it's physical, and then you go and watch a women's game, they don't match, and it's very hard to enjoy it as much as a men's game. It's not the same spectacle. Now, as I said, I still support the girls, but I agree with them in saying it's not as good as a watch, and that is the fact of the matter.
So that's why people aren't supporting it as much then?
Yeah, you wouldn't get the same buzz watching a women's match or a women's rugby game as you would as the men's. It's not as intense, it's not as physical, it's not as fast. The hits aren't as strong.
Okay, well then I have to go back to this message that we played from Tony, and your initial reaction to that, Eddie, was to slam Tony for what he said.
No, I slammed him because he's trying to say political correctness. That's absolutely fucking nonsense. I'm going to watch the game tomorrow because I want to watch it on my own volition. And okay, I want to support the girls.
And you're going to watch the game tomorrow because we're in a World Cup. Did you watch any of their qualifying matches?
As I said to you before, I've never watched an Ireland game before, but it's piqued my interest to watch it. I'm not watching it because I have a hidden agenda, because people are telling me. I'm watching it because I'm a grown man. It's my choice. But your man's talking nonsense, saying political correctness. I'm watching it because I'm curious.
All right, stay there for a second. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is Curtis.
Like, he's kind of right in one aspect. Like, you don't have to be a sexist. We're not dragging the women down or anything. Congratulations to them for a play. Everybody should support them and get behind them. But he is kind of right, like, because you just haven't got an argument. Like, men's football is just better than women's, and half of the women that complain about there's no one watching the football, they couldn't even name like two or three footballers of any women's professional. And like he says, they're supposed to support them the most anyways, aren't they? Yeah, if there was something else on, like you said, Love Island or another football team that's a man's, people are going to tune in and watch it. It's just the way it is, and it's not the man's fault. Should be the women supporting them.
It should be the women supporting them. You see, this is the bit I find a little bit odd. You know, if you think of men's football, men and women support men's football. Yeah?
More men.
More men, but men and women. You will see an awful lot of women at a Premiership game.
You will, yeah? Actually, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So why is the argument that women should be supporting the women? Do you know what I'm getting
because
at?
Because women are supposed to support women, aren't they? Women are the ones who have been crying and burning bras for years about no equality and all that, and we want to be seen and we want to be heard and all that, yeah? And now we have a situation where, like, I'm just thinking of all my female friends. I don't think any of them are watching the
World Cup. Team. Yeah.
None of them.
Darren.
The simple reality is people don't watch it because the standard is muck. It's as simple as that.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jessica.
Hey.
You're annoyed with what you're hearing here. Why?
Because, right, my old PE teacher, right, I'm out of school about 7 years. My PE teacher is on the women's rugby team, right? And I swear to God, for people who are saying, like, oh, women's rugby don't get hit hard and all that, that woman would come into the classes bruised from head to toe, like, and for the women's football. Did you not hear about the game they had at Columbia that was behind?
Abandoned because it was so rough, yeah. It was abandoned because it was so rough.
And yet people are still going to say, oh, it's not competitive, it's not rough. Like, make it make sense.
The fact
that they got into a World Cup after, when the men can't even get into it nearly 20-odd years later, like, come
on. I agree, it's an amazing achievement. It is, no matter what sport it is, to get to a World Cup level in any sport is a great achievement. My question that I've been asking, and the point that Tony made in the message,
Jay are putting the women down.
Jay, he's basically saying that it's not as good a watch. Simple.
Right, if he thinks that, then fine. Then explain to me this. When you watch a men's match, even though we all know the Irish men are fucking sheep.
That's a good point.
I do not watch Irish football at all. I will not at all.
So do you watch English football?
I love my Man United. I love my Irish rugby team. I'll support the rugby team. Do you know, so
there we
I
go.
Actually watch more.
Watch,
listen,
hang on.
Sorry for a second,
football,
Jessica.
But you won't watch
more
football.
Irish. I actually watch the Irish team playing cricket more than I do than watch the soccer. I'm a massive Irish cricket fan.
Why would the Irish football team?
Because they're absolutely shite. And I will not sit down and waste 90 minutes of my life watching something that is absolutely shite. I'm sorry, I won't. And that's being honest. I watch United because they're exciting.
Maybe that's why the men can't get into a World Cup, because they know that no one's going to watch them. Whereas if they watch the men are
just muck. We just don't have football players in this country. That's another story, though. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, why is nobody supporting women's football? Why is nobody supporting women's sports? The Athletics gets a big thing. Look at
because
tennis.
Because we you still have this idea that women belong in the kitchen, and you
no,
are
we
very
don't.
Close
you
to
do.
That.
No, we don't.
You are very
Look at
close
tennis.
To saying
no,
that,
I'm not saying that. I'm telling you now,
you
I'm not.
Saying that.
How am I? How, why do we get crowds to tennis? Why do we get crowds to the tennis? Why is the women's tennis more exciting than the men's? Because it is, and people go to it. Because they're at a level that people want to go and watch. You go out to America, the NBA supports the WNBA out in America. Do you know they get less than 100 people to some games in America at women's NBA matches? Okay, go over to England, you get 400 to 500 at Premiership women's football, and they're getting the same coverage on TV now.
Because
but
the money
still...
is getting thrown at men, because we still have this idea
it's
that men.
It's not now. It's
well, okay,
not
well,
now.
Well, hang on, Jessica.
And they're not getting the figures.
Okay, let me
they're
ask you,
not.
Jessica. You know, you're talking about money being thrown at it. I want to bring it back home again. And I mentioned about 2019, day one, Saturday, I went to see Dublin playing Kerry in the All-Ireland men's final replay, yeah? 82,000 for the second time in 2 weeks. The next day, the Dublin ladies were playing against Galway, and there was 56,000 at that match, 30,000 less. And this is an amateur sport, so it's nothing to do with money. So why are the ladies, the Dublin ladies, not getting the sort of support that the Dublin men do? It's not, and it's not to
because,
do with money.
Because even though it's 2023, we still have this idea that sports is a men's thing. And that if
what
a
was
woman
the last
plays
match
it,
you went
it's wrong
to?
And that they should.
What was the last female match you went to?
What's the matter to you? I'm not going to tell you.
No, I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking a question. What was the last female match you went to? You're not.
When's
so you never supported
when's the last men's match you went to? When's the last Premier League match
ago.
You went
2 weeks. The last Premier League was last year, actually, because I've been busy this year.
Okay,
so I do
yeah,
go
okay,
and support
right.
them. So I do
if
go
you,
and support me
if
teams.
One of your daughters, if one of your daughters went up and said, I want to play football, would you let them or would you say, no, that's
I'd
a men's thing?
Her. I would support her all the way. My 7-year-old at the moment
that's
plays
a lie.
Camogie.
You say, no, it's
is
a men's
it?
Thing.
Well, you know, so it's actually not. My 7-year-old daughter started her camogie only 6 weeks ago. Me and my partner have been her and my son every Saturday morning. My partner trains the
and
under 7 girls. And I do the under 10s. Can you let me finish? I will let my daughter play that sport, and I will let my daughter play that sport, and I will support her until the day she says, Dad, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not going to say for you have to do that.
Then, would you say what? For your playing camogie, fair enough, but it's not as hard hitting as men's hurling? Would you say that's
worse? Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Would you say to your daughter, fair play, you're playing camogie, but it's not as hard hitting as a men's hurling match? Would you say that's worse?
Why would I say that's worse? But it's not as hard hitting as a men's match. There's different rules. There's different rules in camogie. So, Jessica, you do know there's different rules in ladies' camogie and men's hurling.
And
you
I
do
disagree
know that.
With that. I think that they should play the same rules as men.
Have you seen what the men do to each other out there in the pitch? You want girls to start doing that? Do it. Guess what? You'll have more girls dropping out with
that.
Unfortunately, girls ain't built like men. Jessica, whether you like it or not, right? Girls are not built like men, right? They're not as physical, they're not as rough, they're not as aggressive, they're not as competitive.
That's the sexist thing about it. It's not.
That's biology. One-on-one, that's biology. That's not sexism. You go out on a pitch and you battle a girl on a pitch. Lovely. If you do that and get more crowds, more power to you. But I go to a game because I like to see aggression. I like to see skill.
You
want to
see a
I like to see
batter,
physical.
Batter the shit out of each other
no,
over
listen
football.
To what I'm
what
saying. Listen to what I said. Aggression, skill, compassion. Men do it different than women.
Okay,
that's why, why do people
Jessica,
go to boxing?
Jessica, I want to read a message to you and see what you make of this, okay? This is a message that one of our listeners sent in just a moment ago, and it says, my son is 12 and he loves football, watches it and plays it all the time. I called him down the other day to watch the girls playing in the World Cup, and he said, no, I don't want to watch it. I said, why? It's the World Cup. He said, nah, I've no interest in women's football. And that's a 12-year-old. Now, what do you say to that 12-year-old? Oh, you should be interested in women's football.
Well, if I was that mother, I'd say, well, for someone who's a fan of football, why would you not want to watch the women's football team? Just because it's a different sex doesn't mean it's not the same sport.
Okay, but his answer was, I've no interest in women's football.
Have you ever seen a women's football match? You can't say you don't have an interest in something if you haven't seen it or done it.
I'm assuming at 12.
It's like saying, I don't like this type of food. Have you tried it?
I take the point. I can't answer as to whether he ever has watched women's football, but he has no interest in watching women's football, and he's only 12.
like I said, unless he's seen a game, if that was my son or his daughter, I'd be like, well, you don't know unless you've watched it. You don't know unless you tried it. You can't say you don't have an interest in it or you don't like it.
Okay, Jess, stay there for 1 second because I have a message from another Jess.
Because it's all men coming on defending each other. Like, they're all saying they don't watch women's football because it's crap, but yet they'll support the Irish men's football team and they're absolutely shy. Like, the women have got forward and the men's team have in years. So I just think that's ridiculous.
Now, let me go to Brian. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
How you doing, Adrian? How are things?
Good, thanks, Brian. Well, Brian, yeah. Are you following, are you watching the Women's World Cup?
I have been watching some of it anyway. I saw that game on last Thursday. And I actually think the women, the Irish girls did well in the second half. You know, they could have equalised there. But there's another thing that's going on within the GAA, where the ladies are protesting to get better facilities for the women as well, you know, to get expenses for training and that kind of stuff. So that's something that's been going on. So I don't know if you've been following that lately.
No, I haven't, to be quite honest with you. The comparison that I was able to make was I've said it a couple of times, back in 2019, yeah, where I went to two finals one day after the other, and the difference was just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
In terms of support and atmosphere and everything, it was just completely different.
Yeah, but what's been happening too is that the numbers attending the ladies' All-Ireland final have been increasing over the years.
They have, but it's still not up there. They said there hasn't been one sellout All-Ireland final in the ladies' football. Not one.
Yeah. And the fact is, no, it's down to promoting it as well. Like, I mean, I follow snooker as well, and there's the ladies are in the, what do you call it, are in the main men's tour as well. Now, the standard isn't as good, but certainly they're in with a shout. You know, there's a couple of players I can mention. One player's name is Rebecca Kenna. She's an English player, and there's a few other players that are coming through as well. So I'll be watching the season coming up. See how they fail out.
Okay, are you excited? I mean, the question that I was asking earlier on was the hype around this World Cup. I can remember the three World Cups that the men were in, and the hype was unbelievable. We had parties and pubs and hotels and all sorts. There's none of that this time.
Yeah, it's certainly been very low-key.
So why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know how the game has been promoted. Like, I mean, it goes down to promoting it as well. And what's happening is there needs to be more money pumped into promoting the game as well. You know what I mean? I mean, there's the thing. The ladies' GAA matches are usually on TG Cahill. I mean, it's not that TG Cahill is available to anyone, but I just think when you look on your Sky Guys, you're going to see RT2 before you see TG Cahill. So, if RT bought the rights to some of them games, it might improve.
Yeah. All right, good man. Thanks very much indeed. Sorry.
The funny thing is, when it comes to the Olympics, there's no them and us. There's no male-female kind of thing. Sure, there's not. Like, you get the same amount of viewers for female Olympic sports as you do for male sports.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't think there's a difference in viewership between, say, the men's 500 and the women's 500.
Ian sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Sorry, guys, can't get on. I'm stuck at work at the moment. But I just want to use the fact, I just want to go back towards the guy on the phone there to say that women are looked down upon in women's sport. I've been using that on a big darts fan, and the women's darts game has grown and grown up since about 2018, so much so they're actually competing with men on big televised tournaments. The same with football. Sky Sports have invested in the Premier League the Premier League women's game. I'm a big Arsenal fan in the men's, and half the time the women are better. So yeah, the women's game or women's sport is really, really grown. So I just want to put that point across, and I can't get on because I'm stuck at work at the moment, but great, great topic.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Ian. And we got a message in a moment ago, and it says, lads, are you going to the women's Dublin game on Saturday against Cork? Didn't think so, but you'd go to the men's on Sunday against Kerry. Now, the point that I made earlier on was, I actually was the one that pointed out that the Dublin ladies are in the semi-final this weekend. Jeremy hadn't a clue.
Not it.
I knew it was on. I won't be going
to
it.
You Googled it to find out.
No, I knew mute was on.
I saw you Googling
I didn't know where it was on. I knew it was on.
Ah, yeah, of course.
And the point I'm trying to make is that, I won't be going to the ladies' match on Saturday, firstly because it's in Semple Stadium, and then the men's match on Sunday, you're dead right. I would go to it if I could get a ticket, but I can't, so I probably won't be. Now, where am I going? I'm going to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. Have you been watching the ladies' football?
No. I'm back to Jess there, Adrian. The Jess that left the message in. I haven't been, I wouldn't watch the men's team either, so she's wrong. We're not all the men are not backing each other up here. I wouldn't watch the Irish men's team either. They're fucking shite. And so are the women's team. I wouldn't have no...
Well, the women's team are doing an awful lot better than the men's. They're in the World Cup.
I get that. But what I'm saying is, Adrian, just because what she said there, you know, that's what annoyed me. I wouldn't be watching. I wouldn't have a part to play in any team, women's or men's. You know, I'm loving the GAA at the moment, Adrian. I'm loving the rugby. Like, you know, look, that's what I'll be into.
Okay, so you will obviously be watching the All-Ireland final on Sunday, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait myself. Really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and it's going to be a great match. I'm really looking forward to it. Then on Saturday, the day before, Dublin are playing Cork. Will you be watching that?
Couldn't care less. And you know what? This is my point, and you made it before I got to it. Women themselves will be watching Love Island or any shitty TV show other than that. They're women are gas. You know, they're fucking funny. They come on here and they give out about... Or saying, you know, that you know, we're not into the women's team, and we never will be. And we're not, and we said it. So a few people said it there, Adrian. We're not into the men's Irish team either. And I think we're lying, but we're not. We're absolutely not. They're fucking shy.
Okay, but what I'm also hearing, and sorry, I don't know if you've ever watched the Dublin ladies playing. They're absolutely awesome. You wouldn't stand a chance against any one of them. The point I'm trying to make is, and Jess, I want to bring you back in. This all comes down to the fact that people in general don't like women's sport as much as men's sport. That's what this is all about.
Because it's still the message being portrayed that women can't play sports when they clearly can, and they can outbeat the men. Look at the football. They made it to the World Cup. The men can't even make it since 2002. And to be fair, John, you can't really say anything about the men's football because you're supporting the Premier League, you're supporting the English men.
But you're
a fucking hypocrite.
No, you're the fucking idiot here, Jess. I was listening to what
you
said.
How am I the idiot? How am I the hypocrite?
I'll tell you why. If you don't fucking shut up for a minute, and I'll tell you why. Because you just said there, oh, if my son didn't watch one, I'd sit. But more or less what you were at the saying is there. If that was my son.
Because if they're into football, but they've never seen a women's match, I say, how, you know, you don't like it then. So you sit them down and you say, watch it.
But there's something wrong with your head. There's something wrong with your head. If you watch it, if you wanted to put your son down to watch a match that he had no interest. He clearly, what Jeremy read
never
out.
Seen
sorry, one. Hold on, what Adrian clearly read out was, nah, I'm not into the women's football. Mm. That's all he's clearly said that.
And I'm saying for the argument that how do we know he hasn't seen a match?
I heard what you said.
Okay, let me ask you then.
You clearly fucking didn't, you don't.
Jess, let me ask you. Who's the next Ireland match against? Are you there?
You're full of shit, Jess. That's one.
Jess, are you there?
I don't listen to who they play next. I just want to know if they make it.
I haven't got a clue.
Hang on, Jess. Sorry, you don't know who the next Ireland match is against, who we're playing next?
No, it's like with the Dublin matches. I don't care who the opponent is. I just want to know if they make it to the next stage.
Will you watch the match?
Once they fucking beat them. I will, yeah.
Okay.
Once they fucking beat them, I don't care who they play against.
You haven't got a clue, you haven't.
Oh, fuck off, you.
Right, look. Let me read this message that just came in to us, and it says, yes, sorry, Bill was quick on the mark to say Ireland are playing Canada on Wednesday, and that's in Perth in Australia. And then the final match is next Monday, the 31st, Ireland against Nigeria. Now, we have to win the next two matches, really, if we've to have any chance of getting out of the group. But anyway, I got this message, and it says, women's football gets a lot of hate saying that it's boring, but it's not. It's different. The women's game has more counter-attacking opportunities than the men's. However, the men's is more physical. It's unfair in a way to compare them because the physicality is very different between them, and that's a big part of the game. So rather than really what's been said in that message is, rather than trying to compare men's football and women's football, you need to look at them as actually being very different from each other. Bill sent me this message.
I've been enjoying the World Cup. It's been fantastic. Been enjoying it, watching that tournament for years and years. I tell you, the ladies do a lot less rolling around on the ground and antics than these hard fellas. It's much more enjoyable to watch, if you ask me.
Okay, and one final WhatsApp voice note from David.
Hey lads, great topic. Can't come on, I'm in work, but maybe, you know, what might help the women out, maybe, you know, a couple of men could identify as women and, like, you know, just go into the Women's World Cup, make it a bit more exciting.
How smart. You're very funny. Will you be watching Ireland playing Canada at 1 o'clock on Wednesday?
Oh, that's a question to me.
That's a question to you.
I hope so, yeah. Hey, regardless of whether or not I watch it, I know my son will be watching it. And what he said to me, I had this discussion with him the other day, and what he said is, and he's right, if you love the sport of football, if you love football as a thing, yeah, what does it matter if they have a vagina or a Mickey? Now, he didn't say that part. I'm throwing that part in. But that's the point.
I've heard from other people is the skill level is completely different. It's not as enjoyable.
Okay, well then let me put that question. Why do people support Tranmere Rovers and not Manchester United?
I don't know anyone who supports Tranmere Rovers.
Okay, but someone obviously. Okay, why does someone support Leicester City instead of Liverpool?
Because they're from Leicester, maybe.
Okay, that shot my argument out. Yeah. My point is, if you love the sport, you love all aspects of it. Okay, why do people support the Irish men's football team? They're shite.
Yeah, God knows. They're, and that's been said several times.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. The next two matches, Ireland against Canada on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and then Ireland-Nigeria next Monday the 31st at 11 a.m. Both live from the other side of the world. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast, which we do most weekday afternoons. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.